Well, the first 6 months when I came aboard, we spent 6 months, everybody spent 6 months in deck seamanship training. We learned how to tie the basic knots in the tween deck with hawsers, which are lines about this thing. And once you learn to tie, it took two guys to put a bite in a line. And, you know, once you learn that, you learn those basics, then you go into your relative department. The deck department would continue with their deck seamanship. I went into the engine school license. And then some of them went into the steward department where they used to actually cook. Their folks was on the other side where we have rooms now. Those were all like a cafeteria, and that's where they would cook and prepare food for us to eat, 35 cents a meal, a lunch.
One of the things that I remember doing is you were both in charity?
No, I don't.
We had a bill of both in charity. Basically, a piece of board with rope underneath it. We had to build our own rope in charity.
Disengage that.
Using the splicing of the rope and everything. They took us out the main mast up there, rigged the line up. You had to get on this rope in charity that you made, pull yourself up, got halfway up the mast. It was a way of tying it off by bringing it around and then sit there and go like this.
We went over the side on a stage, which is just like a flat board. I mean, today, the OSHA, their regulations.
Well, you saw the picture, we have a picture of somebody sitting on a stage, chaining inside of the ship now.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw people climbing up. I also saw photos of people, it's like they were repairing it's some sort of canvas. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, they did a lot of canvas work,
And they called it the senior projects.
Right.
So I still have my palm and needle.
Me too.
So did you get to do your own project to kind of finish out before you graduated?
What they would do is they would do a class project. The whole class would be your project.
Okay.
Our project, my class, was number two, lower hall.
And we cleaned out,
scraped, whitewashed, and painted.
It's not a very fun project.
It's a very big project.
So you didn't choose the project, they assigned whatever needed work.
They assigned it.
It wasn't like they were making up work for it.
No. There was
enough work to do.
There was always work to do. I said, this ship got repainted about every 4 years, totally. And when they painted it, they're not talking about painting. We were not allowed to paint over paint. Anytime we painted, we chipped it down to bare metal, primed it, and repainted it.
And then it went back to that Liberty Ship Gray. That was after the Baltimore folks got
there. Yes.
Right. They restored it back to World War II standards.
I remember coming down in 88 when they were rededicating the ship.
Yeah.
And I remember going to the pier, not seeing the ship. And I remember walking out onto the pier and looking and going, what is this big gray thing? Where's my ship? Because it wasn't painted the ship's colors.
Yeah, right.
The white and the black.
I had a similar experience. I was working for the phone company, and I was up York, Pennsylvania. And we got to talking about high school days and everything. And I thought, my ship. One of the guys up in York, Pennsylvania said, this is a ship down in Baltimore. I think that's the name, John Brown. I'm going, no. So we didn't have online then. But, you know, I found out, got the address, he gave me a map of Baltimore. I came down here. Got here about 8 o'clock in the evening, and it was just getting dark. I walked in the pier, and I looked up at the ship, and I said, it says John Brown on it. Looks like it, but it doesn't look like it. And it wasn't until a couple months later when I actually came aboard here in the daytime, and I realized the reason why it didn't look like it was painted gray instead of black. But I can stop getting goosebumps. Sitting in my car, just there it is.
But you have to realize, we graduated, we never thought that we'd ever see the ship again.
Yeah.
And we all went into different...
Here's our motto. As a 15-year-old, we always dreamed of taking the ship up to East River. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple of instructors that probably would have helped us, you know, but that wasn't going to happen, really. But, you know, so here we are now, later on in life, living our dream with sailing the Brown. Like Ernie and I, we made the Great Lakes trip in 2000. My wife's a cook. You
know, oh, yeah.
That's my wife. Yeah, we spent 92 days on here.
And they're still married.
She still comes down and cooks for me. For cook for 110 people.
So what